The 82-game preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live bettings, odds boosts, and so much more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code Ross. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code Ross, only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Or visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/football for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
It's the Ross Tucker Football Podcast.
Yeah, it is. But it's not just any Ross Tucker Football Podcast. It is, for the second week in a row, a Picks Thursday presented by DraftKings, America's number one rated sportsbook app. Why is it a Picks Thursday? Where is my Greg Cosell? Well, don't worry. You'll have Greg Cosell tomorrow on a Finish Strong Friday like we did last week. It's not real complicated. I'm doing Maction on a couple of these Wednesday nights, which means I'm traveling back to my home in Pennsylvania on Thursday mornings, which means there's not really a good time to talk to Greg and still have the podcast posted in the morning for you guys on your podcast app or at youtube.com/RossTuckerNFL. And the beauty of it is we can just switch and I can do a Picks Friday on a Thursday. In fact, recording this on a Wednesday. So there might be some information that happens between now and the game that I'm not privy to, whether it's weather or injuries or whatever. But I am giving you my best picks, my thoughts based on right now, Wednesday, about midday, because soon I have to get ready for the game tonight between Eastern Michigan and Ball State. But by the time you guys listen to it, this game will have already happened. The magic of podcasting, the magic of pre-recording, should have this bad boy in your podcast app after midnight Eastern, kind of like we did with the Fantasy Feast on Wednesdays as well. So what do you need to know? You need to know that we're only one day away from having a couple of new winners. Like tomorrow, you're listening to this on a Thursday. Tomorrow, when you listen to Greg Cosell, you'll also listen and hear if you are the sponsor confirmation email winner, meaning you took advantage of one of our awesome sponsors this week, like Keeps or HelloFresh or Harry's or Bambi, which sounds awesome, Simply Safe. And then you get a special press pass or whatever you want. Or you might be the spread the word via social media winner. And you can still enter that contest. That's pretty easy. Just engage, Maverick. Engage on any of our social platforms. I'm at Ross Tucker NFL, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. So if you're only on one of those platforms, please follow me on that platform and engage when I post about the show. I love those of you that do, and I look for new people, although sometimes I'll reward a loyal person the second time because they deserve it. That engagement helps us. At Ross Tucker NFL. And then you can always see all of the social clips for the shows at Ross Tucker Pod on Twitter and Instagram. And in fact, we post a lot of those to our YouTube page as well, youtube.com/RossTuckerNFL. I will have a YouTube shout out winner tomorrow. That's somebody that commented on one of our YouTube posts. I go ahead, I'll give a shout out to whoever you want. It'll be like, hey, yeah, this is for Mike. Mike, you're the man. Go Steelers. Whatever. I don't care. I'll do it. I'll say whatever you want me to say for the most part. That's what's pretty cool. So comment on our YouTube page, youtube.com/RossTuckerNFL. Patron shout out today, Jeff Mutterpearl, which kind of sounds like a made-up name, Mutterpearl, because I knew some Pearl Mutters growing up in Wyomissing, Andrew Perlmutter, I believe his older brother's name was Michael Perlmutter. Andrew Perlmutter played high school football with me at Wyomissing. So there you go, Jeff. Maybe you're related to them. Maybe that's not really your name, or maybe it's like one of those deals where you moved your name around, which is fine, or your ancestors did. Whatever, whatever floats your boat, dude. I know this much. I know that we're getting more and more patrons every day. Patreon.com/RT Media, which is awesome. And I think a lot of you just want to be able to see in print all of our even money bets. That's okay. $10 a month, it's probably worth it for you to not have to write down every week what we pick. So makes sense. It's Big Show time.
The Big Show.
Our picks Thursday, Ross, starts with a good one in the AFC South. Titans and Colts, who do you like?
Well, you're right. It's really nice that, A, we have a standalone game tonight when you guys are listening to this or watching on YouTube. And I don't want to say it's the AFC South championship game, Bri, but it's going to go a long way to determining who wins the AFC. I don't think there's any question about it. I'm really looking forward to it. I feel like it could go either way. You know, right now on the DraftKings Sportsbook app, and breaking down this game, by the way, is going to be our DraftKings segment of the week. So I'm looking at it. DraftKings Sportsbook app has the Titans as 2-point favorites. It has a total of 49. So what does that mean? That means DraftKings Sportsbook thinks the score will be 24.5. Indianapolis 24, Indianapolis 23.5, Tennessee 25.5. Boom. Those are called the team totals. I'm going to tell you guys right now, I'm going to guarantee something. Neither one of these teams will have a half point when the game's over. I can guarantee that. Neither one of these teams will have a half point when the game's over. So DraftKings Sportsbook app, wrong again. I beat you again, DraftKings Sportsbook app, thinking it would be 25.5 to 23.5. You know what's cool, by the way, about looking at the DraftKings Sportsbook app? Use the code Ross, by the way. The total was 49. It just went down to 48.5 while I've been talking in the last 30 seconds. Like, you can see it flash and change. So we know the Colts have a good defense. I mean, they still only gave up 17 points to Baltimore last week. One of those was a defensive touchdown. And we know Tennessee, they did better defensively against Chicago, but they still don't really have a good defense. I think we all kind of understand and agree with that. So I think this will be an awesome game. I think it can go either way. I really don't have a strong feeling on it. I guess I'll take Tennessee playing at home on a short week, coming off a pretty decent performance against the Chicago Bears. I think Tennessee wins, probably lower scoring than the total over at the DraftKings Sportsbook app. I think it's probably like 24-23, 23-20, something in that range. But honestly, it's a toss-up. And you know what? When the spread is less than 3 points, it kind of should be a toss-up, right? I mean, two points are probably giving Tennessee 1.5 for being the home team. So they're saying that these teams are essentially even. I have a little bit more faith right now in Mike Vrabel and the Titans based on what I saw in the second half of each game last week, but I think it's going to be a terrific game. I'll say 23-20 Titans.
Tuck's Takes.
All right, now on to Sunday. The first one will be Philadelphia at the New York Giants.
Right. I will be doing the pregame show for WIP Radio. For those of you that want to listen in on the radio.com app or Eagles fans, I'm usually on that 10 to just about 1 o'clock. So looking forward to that. And look, the Eagles are getting healthier. They get Miles Sanders back. They're coming off of a bye. They get Lane Johnson back. Who knows? They might even get Isaac Seumalo back. you know, they've got a lot of good things coming back. The Giants, they hang tough. They play, but they barely won, even with winning the turnover battle by so much. I can't imagine that Wentz will turn it over that much again like he did last time out against the Cowboys. He's had more time to work with this group of receivers for this game. I like the Eagles. I like the Eagles in the game. Right now they're laying 3.5. I'll say Eagles, I'm going to go 26-20 Eagles.
Jacksonville at Green Bay.
Well, this would be a good one to lock up. I do not see the Jaguars and Jake Luton going into Green Bay and beating Aaron Rodgers and the Packers, especially with Aaron Rodgers and the Packers having extra time to prepare, extra time to rest. The Jags defense is kind of a mess, and the Packers should be getting more guys back, both from the COVID high contact list, high risk contact list, and otherwise from injuries. So I would expect the Packers to roll in this one. Let's say 31-17 Packers. Lock them up, Bri.
Your Survivor / Knockout / whatever you call it, pick of the week.
Washington at Detroit.
Right. Looks like, you know, Alex Smith will start for Washington. As of when we're recording this, we don't really know who's going to start for Detroit with Matthew Stafford coming off that concussion. I kind of like Washington to win this game. I don't know why. I know that Alex Smith is not the same guy. He had some bad turnovers. He's clearly not 100%. But I feel like Alex Smith getting all the reps this week in practice, being ready to go, comfortable, getting all of the number one reps. I kind of like Washington to pull off the upset. You know, whether Stafford plays or not, I don't think he'll practice much. He didn't play well after not practicing last week. We know that. And even if Chase Daniel plays, I think Washington goes to Detroit. They're not going to lose the turnover battle 5-0 again. I actually like them to win this game outright. I'm saying Washington 27, Detroit 24.
Ross's underdog of the week.
Did you know that was a test, by the way, Brian?
Yes, I did. Well, you've been talking about it being an underdog. I think they're going to win the game outright. So I
know, but I wanted to know if you would let the doggies out without me telling you to let the doggies out. I want to see if you're as focused and committed to this podcast relationship as I am, and if you're all in, and you were. So congratulations. You passed the test.
All right. Thank you very much. Moving on, the Houston Texans and the Cleveland Browns.
Texans, by the way, fired Amy Palchich, who's their VP of communications. Like, that is a train wreck of an organization. Absolutely. Like, dude, how about just from a PR standpoint? That is the last thing you want to be doing right now. And you know what it is? They're blaming her for all of the negative pub that the organization's got. How about the negative pub is because you guys are a shy show and you're all over the place with what you're doing and letting people go and Brian Gain and O'Brien. Now you got Easterby running things and you're doing these crazy trades. How about don't be a shy show and then you'll be in better shape. As for the football game, I will take the Cleveland Browns to win the game. You know, they're coming off a bye. They should be a little bit healthier. I don't feel great about it. I think the Texans can give them a run for their money, but just more discord, more issues in Houston. I think Cleveland comes out. They lost a game they should not have to the Raiders. I think they come out and take care of business against Houston. I'll say the Texans defense is just so bad. I'll say 30-23. Browns, lots of field goals. 30-23 Browns.
Tampa Bay Buccaneers at the Carolina Panthers.
Right. This is another one where I kind of go back and forth. I mean, look, I think the Bucks are going to win. It's just a matter of by how much. And I said this on the Even Money podcast on Tuesday, Bri. It's like, do they come out in Tom Brady FU mode and play awesome, which is entirely possible? Or is it the opposite, where they're still kind of stung by last week's loss to the Saints? Panthers come out with an opportunity at home to get sort of a textbook win, you know, a springboard win for Matt Rhule, which I think he's trying to get, a signature win, if you will. I think this is a good football game. I think the Bucs ultimately win it in the end in a close one. I think it's 27-24 Tampa Bay.
The Los Angeles Chargers at the Miami Dolphins.
So, really looking forward to this one. I think it's a back-and-forth affair. I think it comes down to the last score. I think it's interesting that the Dolphins, having won all these games in a row and being 5-3, are only favored by 2.5 points over the Chargers, who lose all these games in a row and have, what, one win, two wins on the season? I'll take the Dolphins to get it done, primarily because they're at home and the way that defense is playing. But the Chargers are in every game. I mean, Herbert throws them so that they're in every game. Should be an awesome game. I'm going to go 24-23 Dolphins. The Chargers lose a heartbreaker at the end of the game, as always.
Denver Broncos at the Las Vegas Raiders.
So I'm kind of sick of the Denver Broncos and their slow starts. If they have another slow start against the Raiders, they're going to lose again. The Raiders are a good football team. They're coming back home. I think they're playing better all the way around. Derek Carr is playing at a high level. I like the Raiders quite a bit in this game. I think this game ends up 31-24. Raiders win by a touchdown, and that would be that would go over. 31-24 would go over the total. But the Broncos dig themselves these holes. I don't know why. And their defense isn't as good as I thought it would be.
Buffalo Bills, the Arizona Cardinals.
Talk about an awesome game. We got a lot of awesome games this weekend. I can't wait. It's going to be, wait for it, awesome. These awesome games are going to be awesome. So this is another game, and I know there's another one coming up as well, where I really think it could go either way. I think it's whoever has the ball in their hands last, Kyler Murray or Josh Allen, whoever that is, that's the team that's going to end up winning the game. I'm going to say it's Arizona. This is kind of – I do this sometimes, Bri. Kind of a law of averages thing, right? Like Arizona just lost a close game to the Dolphins. The Bills have now won a couple close games in a row. Law of averages, regression of the mean, whatever you want to call it, I think it's a close game, but this time the ball bounces the Arizona Cardinals' way. Awesome football game. Let's go 31-30, Arizona Cardinals. And let's also make sure, even though Kyler Murray and Josh Allen are so young that they probably don't even need to shave very often, if they do, they should redeem a trial offer of Harry's new, sharper blades by going to harrys.com/Ross Tucker. Now, here's the deal. I don't need to shave as much as I used to before I had a beard, but I still need to shave up here. For those of you watching on YouTube, youtube.com/Ross Tucker NFL, I need to shave my neck. I don't want that Andrew Luck horrible neck beard. So I still need to shave. But what I want to do is I don't want to waste a lot of money, and I don't want to waste time because I'm only getting a couple spots. I only do it a couple times a week. So that's why I'm all about Harry's. They have an amazing offer for listeners of this show. New U.S. customers can redeem a Harry's trial set at harrys.com/Ross Tucker. Here's what you get. Listen up. A five-blade razor featuring their new sharper blades, a weighted handle, foaming shave gel with aloe, need the aloe, and a travel cover to protect your blade when you're on the go. Just go to harrys.com/Ross Tucker and redeem your trial offer today. harrys.com/Ross Tucker.
Next game, it's the San Francisco 49ers at the New Orleans Saints.
Yeah, I mean, Saints. This is another one you could consider locking up. I don't think Nick Mullins and the crew are going to the Superdome and beating the Saints unless the Saints are still marching and celebrating and dancing in the locker room about that Bucs win. Don't see it happening. I like the Saints. I think the Saints are about to go on a run here in the second half of the year, Bri. I think this is a finish strong career for Drew Brees. And I think the Saints now are the favorite to go to the Super Bowl from the NFC. Just that one game. I know I'm overrating it. I know I'm going against my rule to not overstate it. Don't care. I think the Saints are about to go on an epic run. It starts with bashing the Niners' brains in. Although, Saints played Sunday night, emotional game. Niners haven't played since last Thursday. They're getting some guys back, Brandon Ayuk and Trent Williams. They've had more time to bounce back after what happened. So, 31-24 Saints. Kind of a secondary lock them up option.
Your survivor slash knockout slash whatever you call it, pick of the week.
Seattle Seahawks at the Los Angeles Rams.
The Rams are favored by 1.5. I find that interesting. They're at home. They're coming off a bye. It makes sense. I still think Seattle's the better team. I think there's a lot of points in this game. And, you know, I think I say this almost every week, Bri, so I'm kind of a broken record, but I guess I just feel like I've got more confidence late in the game in Russell Wilson than I do in Jared Goff, you know, to make the critical plays. And I know Russell Wilson didn't do it last week, which is very rare for him. But honestly, that almost makes me just feel even stronger about his ability to do it this week, which I think is a very distinct possibility. So I'm going Seahawks. I think the Seahawks bounce back and get a win. I don't think they lose two in a row. I got too much faith in Russell Wilson. So Seahawks, even though they are underdogs, hint, hint, Brian, hint, hint, I'm going to go Seahawks, or should I say Sea Dogs, 31-28 over the Rams.
Ross's Underdog of the Week.
The Cincinnati Bengals, the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Yeah, it looks like Ben Roethlisberger will be able to play. Obviously, I think the Steelers, if that's the case, based on when we're recording this Wednesday, I think the Steelers win the game. You know, they're going to lose at some point. And they didn't play that great against Dallas. Now, I think they bounced back, but that's certainly something – to keep an eye on in terms of their performance, because these are the games that other years under Mike Tomlin, they've lost some of these close games like this. So I will say I'll go Steelers in a fun game, 27-23 Steelers. Big Ben pulls it out at the end again.
Sunday Night Football, the Baltimore Ravens and the New England Patriots.
What an awesome game. What an absolutely awesome game, right? Really looking forward to it. If the Patriots can hang, they've typically struggled with the Ravens, especially Flacco. We saw that the other night. Patriots in primetime yet again. I don't know, man. They're not very good. Baltimore got their mojo going in the second half. I don't know if they'll have a good plan for the Ravens. I like the Ravens to win the game. I'm curious how close the Patriots can even keep it. I'll say 27-17. Ravens win by double digits in primetime in Foxborough.
Last but not least, Monday Night Football, the Minnesota Vikings at the Chicago Bears.
The Minnesota Vikings. How about this, by the way? The Vikings, 3-point favorites on the road against the Bears. That is remarkable. Absolutely remarkable. I'm going to take the Vikings to win the game. It's just hard to watch how these teams have played recently and pick the Bears over the Vikings, although I can easily see the Bears winning this game. Kirk Cousins has been typically terrible on Monday nights. I don't know. I don't think they'll be able to run the ball as effectively as, you know, they have the last couple weeks. I can't imagine the Bears would still play that poorly. Law of averages, you know, tells you Bears are probably due for a win. Vikings are due for a loss. I just can't do it based on what I've seen from these teams. So I'll take Vikings in a close one, 24-23 over the Bears. Actually, yeah, 20-17. 20-17 Vikings over the Bears. Let's get to an email, Brian.
Ever wanted to ask an NFL player a question? Well, here's your chance. It's time to ask Ross.
Email address, ross@rostucker.com. We don't get to as many of these as I like, but I love it. When you guys take advantage of one of our sponsors, or you rate and review the show, or you become a patron, whatever. And by the way, every patron can ask me a question if you want. That's part of it. That's part of what you get for becoming a patron. Then send me an email. What do you got, Bri?
Hi, Ross. Since you were a journeyman player, tell us what a tryout looks like and how many you did over the years. You should also tell the story you told on that other pod about you and Kyle Brandt taping video tryouts for each other. Who was the voice of reason in that roommate relationship? Hope you and your family are well and safe. That is from Tuckhead Mike.
Love it. Mike is a prolific Tuckhead on our private Slack channel, patreon.com/RTmedia. So I think most of you know this, but yes, Kyle Brandt from Good Morning Football. He and I were teammates, roommates, fraternity brothers in the same eating club. Basically everything you can do at Princeton, as I'm wearing my Princeton shirt, we did the same. One of my lifelong friends, known each other since we were 18. Hard to believe that I've known him for longer since we met than before we met. Yeah, I've known him for 23 years now, and I'd only been alive for 18 before I met him. But that makes me feel old, really old. So I don't remember what podcast he's talking about where I told the story, but when I had a tryout, a workout with the Cincinnati Bengals, I had Kyle come down and film it so I could send it to other teams. So it was kind of funny. I don't know why I thought it was a good idea. I think I thought I was looking good back then, Bri, but I was like 3'10", took my shirt off for the workout. I guess I thought I was looking lean and mean at 3'10". So Kyle filmed that, and I sent that to a bunch of teams. And my agent said that the Redskins coaches thought it was amazing. They're like, we got to get the guy that took his shirt off. We got to get the guy that did the workout with his shirt off, because I guess most guys don't do that. I don't know. I just wanted to be like as lean as possible. I don't know, as light as possible. Anyway, they thought it was hilarious that I took my shirt off for my workout with the Bengals. And so I think that contributed to me getting signed by Washington and changing my life. Kyle was on the Real World Chicago, and they had like interviews at Princeton, and he was one of the finalists. And I had to do like shoot a video with him, like playing hoops and whatever. And I actually did an interview with them for like an hour where they asked me a bunch of questions about him. So yeah, that was my Kyle video story. As for tryouts, you know, during the season, when you're a guy that got cut and you're looking to get signed, Mike, it actually greatly varies. Some of them really just want you to take a physical and see where you're at. Some of them want to, like, they'd have you run 40s or have you do these other drills, which are just ridiculous. Others, you know, what they should do is have the offensive line coach and somebody from the front office take you through a bunch of position-specific drills. Make sure you're in good shape. You know what I mean? Like, do the drills over and over again. Make sure you're in good cardiovascular condition. Make sure you're moving well. And then sign the person that they already know they want to sign based on, you know, their grades for them. You know, that bothered me how they'd have you run. I remember running 40s. Mark Colombo ran a 40. This is when he and I were both trying to get signed with Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Mark Dominic had us run 40s down there in Tampa. Come on, Mark. Give me a break. Shout outs. Pizza Boy Brewing, DynastyFreaks.com, Sportaculture, SteakhouseSports.com, Vision Comics with an X. It's a Thursday, which means by now every alternate podcast has posted. College Draft, where we pick the spreads now and the top prospects. Even Money Podcast, which I know is very popular. Fantasy Feast Podcast, Parts 1 and 2 with Joe Dolan. They're all available. They're all ready for you over at RossTucker.com or wherever podcasts can be found. Please check them out. Even if that'd be a cool thing to do for the show, just go ahead and listen to another show for once. Give it a try. Other than that, I think we're done here.
Thanks for listening to the Ross Tucker Football Podcast. Make sure to also subscribe to the Fantasy Feast, Even Money, Business of Sports, and College Draft. All available at Apple Podcasts, RossTucker.com, or wherever podcasts can be found.